I'll do a couple of Indian poems here. The first one, Indian Graves at Jocko. The Jocko area is now occupied by the Flathead Indians up in Montana, but they used to occupy the Bitterroot Valley, very rich, fertile area. And after the Civil War, some Scandinavian settlers came out and started to settle in the Bitterroot Valley and wanted to get rid of the Indians. So they formed a lobby and went back to Washington, D.C., and they found a senator, Garfield, who later became president, and he drew up a treaty called the Treaty of 1869. And under the terms of the treaty, the Flathead Indians would give up the Bitterroot and go up and occupy the Jocko area. Well, Chief Charlo, after two sub-chiefs signed this treaty, Chief Charlo refused to sign it, and So some long litigations followed, and finally, in a desperation, Garfield told a general to forge the chief's name on the document, and the general did. And that's how the Flathead Indians lost the Bitterroot Valley, on a forgery. Now, just recently, there was a settlement about six, 7 years ago. There was a court case that was settled, and the government award had to pay the Indians $4 million, which seems like a lot of money to you and me, but it is $396 million short of the estimated property values they were screwed out of. This is about a little Indian cemetery up in the Jocko area, Indian Graves at Jocko. These dirt mounds make the dead seem fat. Crude walls of rock that hold the dirt when rain rides wild were placed with skill or luck. No crucifix can make the drab boards of this chapel Catholic. A mass across these stones becomes whatever wail the wind decides is right. They asked for, got the black robe, and the promised masses, well-meant promises, shabby third-hand crosses. This graveyard can expand, can crawl in all directions to the mountains, climb the mountains to the salmon, and a sun that toned the arrows when animals were serious as meat. The dead are really fat. The houses lean from lack of loans. The river runs a thin bed down the useless flat where Flathead homes are spaced like friends. The dead are strange, jam this familial. A cheap fence separates the chapel from the graves. A forlorn lot like this, where snow must crawl to find the tribal stones, is more than just a grim result of cheat, Garfield's forgery, some aimless trek of horses from the stolen Bitterroot. Dead are buried here because the dead will always be obscure. Wind, the one thing whites will always give a chance.